Nat, the squad from the Commonwealth's obviously been announced a fortnight ago. Has it sunk in yet?
Just about, because it's starting to get closer to when we're actually going. But people will have to remind me, like, oh, you're going soon? And I'm like, oh, my goodness, yeah. So I'm really excited. Hopefully it's starting to sink in now. I'm starting to get my life together. So, yeah, really excited, and I just can't wait now.
Is there much apprehension? Was there much nerves until you found out?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I said to all my family and my friends, like, there's so much talent in the England programme that I was so nervous about selection and being selected, but I just thought in the last quad two and the Malawi series that we had, I was like, I've got nothing to lose, and obviously I really focused on those competitions, but I just wanted to give everything I had and put myself in the best position to try and get selected, so that when selection came, I knew I'd done all I could to be selected. But yeah, like I said, there's so many talented girls, so to be selected for the Commonwealth, I'm just absolutely over the moon.
And the quads recently, was it playing on your mind, or did you manage to enjoy it with that selection over your head?
Well, obviously, I always knew that selection, it was in the back of my mind, but I knew we had a job to do when we were out at quad two. So while we are there, coaches keep us on task and make sure we're focusing on the opposition at hand. It was great preparation, really, and great to be able to test myself against all those top teams. So it was in my mind, but I was still focusing on quad two and trying to get the job done out there.
The good thing is, as well, from my point at least, it looks as if Tracy's got that depth in the squad and you can draw off people like Jeeva's experience.
Oh, yeah, well, it's Jeeva's fifth one, which is absolutely incredible, isn't it? I mean, it's my first and her fifth, and it's just absolutely amazing to be able to say I'm going to a Commonwealth with someone of her calibre and learning from her and the experience she will bring, as well as Jade. I know it's Jade's fourth one, so the experience that all those experienced players will bring who have done the Commonwealth Games before, just incredible to be part of. And hopefully with us there as well, we're bringing some freshness to the squad as well, and it's just really exciting. Can't wait, really.
Nice to go there as well for the first time with people like Beth and Jodie.
Oh, yeah, well, I've known them from under-21s. I've known Jodie since I was 11. We used to play at club together, so we've gone through all the ranks together, and we did our under-21 World Youth Champs together back in 2013. So it's awesome to be able to go to Commonwealth with them. I'm, yeah, really excited.
And that director of netball at Wasps, Tamsin, she knows what she's up to. And how nice has it been able to play with Jade over those last couple of weeks?
Oh, incredible. I love Jade as a person and a player. I learned so much from her on and off the court. She's hilarious, but also she's just such a hard worker, and she's got a great work ethic about her. And being able to play with her at Wasps, I'm so glad she came. It's allowed us to build a connection with the Wasps girls during the Super League season, but also allow us to keep working together and build that partnership ahead of Com Games and England. Yeah.
How do you think Wasps will be able to cope with the pair of you away during that time?
Oh, I think it was. We've got such a strong 15. We're really lucky. Like, anyone could go onto the court at any one time, and Tamsin's got absolute faith and trust in any player that she puts out on the court. So all the girls are in very good hands, even when we won't be there. And I'll be keeping an eye on the score, because I know we won't be there for two games. So I'll keep an eye out and checking in with the girls, and they'll still be working hard when we are away. So, absolute faith. We'll get the job done and work really hard while we're away.
And from your time at Wasps, how have you seen personally the likes of Fran, George and Lucy develop?
Oh, incredibly. Like, we're all training really hard together, but it's so exciting. Like, for instance, George the other night shot 36 out of 37 goals against Mavericks. And it's just incredible to see her developing as a player. And it's exciting to get to know her off the court. And obviously with Fran as well, she's getting court time out this season and working really hard. And then Lucy Harris as well has been working extremely hard. She does some northern sessions with us up north. So whenever she gets a chance to do extra training sessions, she's always there working with us. And she's ready to step on court whenever she's needed, and I'll be really excited for all three of them every time they're on the court.
How do you see the rest of Group B then? New Zealand, Malawi, Wales, Scotland and Uganda?
I think it's going to be really challenging, especially the fact that the games are like back-to-back. We'll be able to really test ourselves in that physical competition and the physicality of it with the toughness of going back-to-back games. But as long as we do all our preparation, we've got a good camp leading up to it. So I'm sure that Tracy and all the coaching staff will have all the right things in places to make sure that we're ready and raring to go for each game. I know I'm just really excited, to be honest, to be able to get the opportunity to be in the competition and play against so many different styles and teams is really exciting. It'll be a big challenge for us, but definitely want to do well out there and get ourselves in qualification position.
I mean, the dream's a reality now, but Are you purely focused on the games, or do you reckon you'll have time to take in the whole proper atmosphere of the event?
Yeah, well, obviously we'll focus on the competition when I'm there, but definitely, I think it's important to be able to reflect on it. Like, when I look back in many years, I want to be able to remember everything about it, and just I want to try and take in as much of the experience as possible. And yeah, I'm just so lucky that I'm able to go. I want to take in as much as possible and enjoy every minute I get out there.
Fans are suggesting Australia-England final on current form.
Well, yeah, well, if the fans are seeing it, then let's hope so. I'd love to make that final. And I think as long as we focus on our performance and focus on the task at hand, if you get to that qualification position, I'm a big believer of anything can happen when you get to qualifications. So semi-finals, finals. We've had the opportunity to play against Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, many other countries, and have really close games. So I think we've mentally and physically we've been in that position. So hopefully it will be a really good final, semi-finals, and hopefully we will be there.